Made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the main news at 18 hours. Take a look at stories making headlines. Shishala Katega warns abuse of state machinery will not guarantee electoral victory. ZANEC ages for implementation of education policy to improve access and quality. Australian state plans to ban intifada chants after Bondi shooting.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. The New Heritage Party President Shishala Katega has warned that what she had described, rather, as the abuse of state machinery will not guarantee electoral victory for the ruling party in the United Party for National Development, UPND. Ms. Katega says no amount of pressure, intimidation or misuse of public institutions can alter the will of the people, adding that Zambians are capable of making independent choices at the ballot box. She states that democratic principles must be respected and that state resources should not be used to advance any partisan interest. According to the Heritage Party leader, elections should be contested on the basis of ideas, policies and service delivery, not on the advantage of incumbency. Ms. Katega further called on the electoral governance and the institutions to remain impartial and uphold the rule of law ahead of the future elections. She emphasized that public confidence in the electoral process depends on fairness, transparency, and equal treatment for all political players.
Using the government machinery has been trying to do everything possible to tilt the likelihood of them retaining the 2026, the seats.
Uh-huh.
In 2026, and so this is part of the whole thing. So the complaints that we have received are in areas that do not favor them. Those same complaints have not happened, so one can only assume that it's a deliberate ploy on their part to disadvantage the other political players.
Israel Aines Chief Chamuka of the Lenje people in Chisamba District, Central Province, says that the enactment of the constituency development amendments Bill No. 7 into law will increase demand in the energy sector due to anticipated growth in its development of projects. Chief Chamuka notes that the delimitation process is expected to increase the number of constituencies and in turn the allocation of constituency development funds, leading to expanded development activities across the country. Local stakeholders to reposition themselves and rally behind President Hakainde Hichilema to ensure that the growing demand for energy arising from increased development is adequately addressed. The traditional leaders also called for innovation in energy sector to meet the rising demand and support of sustainable development. Meanwhile, Chief Chamuka has reiterated his appeal to fellow traditional leaders to make land available to government and the private sector for development purposes.
And this deal is going to bring a lot of demand in energy because I am projecting a lot of unintended development coming as a result of more businesses coming and also more CDF coming. So we are going to see a lot of infrastructure development coming, and this is going to engineer a lot of demand as far as energy is concerned. Then we are supposed to rally behind our vision as leaders. Our president is repositioning ourselves to ensure that the energy is made available to meet.
The Zambia National Education Coalition, ZANEC, has called on the government to fully implement the country's education policy stressing that gaps between policy formulation and execution continue to undermine the quality and accessibility of education. ZANEC Executive Director George Amsunga has emphasized the need for coordinated action to ensure that education reforms deliver tangible benefits to learners across the country. Mr. Amsunga notes that Zambia has comprehensive education policies designed to promote equity, quality and inclusiveness. However, he observes that challenges remain in translating these policies into effective practice, particularly in areas such as infrastructure development, teacher deployment, learning materials and financing. Mr. Amsunga says that this inconsistency remains at implementation and has affected vulnerable and marginalized learners, especially in rural areas and underserved communities. The Organized Vendors and Traders Multipurpose Cooperative Society has expressed concern over the lack of clear policy direction on street vending in Zambia. In an interview with Millennium Radio, Society Secretary General Kendrick Siame noted that while laws exist to regulate street vending, enforcement remains a challenge as vendors often return to the streets. Mr. Siame expressed concern that ahead of the 2026 general elections, politicians may allow traders and vendors to occupy streets fully as a way of seeking votes, undermining regulatory efforts. He warned that such actions would not only affect vendors, but also in the broader attempt to control street vending across the country. Mr. Siame called on government to implement a long-term measure that provide clear guidance and ensure compliance with their vending regulations.
And now, business news. Business news.
The Copperbelt Energy Corporation PLC says that it remains on track towards attaining over 300 megawatts of solar energy generation by the end of 2027 in view of ongoing investment which are set to come in stream on 2026. In an interview reflecting the company's operations and energy investments so far, CEC Chief Financial Officer Mr. Mutale Mukuka revealed that further solar energy projects are currently in development, including the expansion of the Itimpi solar project set to add around 136 megawatts in 2026. Mr. Mukuka says that the company has taken a significant stride towards sustainable operations with the successful commission of the 60 megawatts Itimpi solar photovoltaic power station in Ganaton, Kitwe in 2024, coupled with the 34 megawatts Riverside solar power plant, which are both in operation and financed through the utility's subsidiary CEC Renewable $200 million green bond. He adds that the power utility is set to announce further that solar power projects in 2026 to ensure that the company target is met by the end of 2027. Mr. Mukuka says that the group's subsidiary CEC Renewable primarily focus remains on the fact that advancing solar Poravitic PV and battery storage technologies. He says that the company aligns its strategy with the Zambia National Energy Plan, positioning itself as a key player in the national decentralization efforts going forward. We'll take a break. We'll have more news after that.
Advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands, you join the league of certified customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 0765-194796. It's Millennium.
Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.